Begin the current daven sechs erich and daf yud ches. Begin 12 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which is on the theme of this perek, ha-hesig yad, which are one of the leniencies that apply in the laws of erichin, which is that if a person can't afford the erichin vow that he took, then we go on the sliding scale, he pays according to how much he could afford, which is the halacha of hesig yad. So that the Mishnah qualified that that has to be that he was all the time an ani before he comes to pay his erichin vow. But if at some point he was wealthy, so then he's not going to have that dispensation of hesek yad. And that the Mishnah said, which are the words that our Gemara quotes, of a bekarbonis enikin. By karbonis, if someone says, I'm taking that mitzvah's carbon to pay, then it's actually not like that. Then it actually is by the time that he's bringing the carbon, which is a three-way machlekes in the Gemara, exactly which carbon it is, but it's based on the time when he brings that carbon, that qualifies then if he's valid for hesek yad or not, not the whole time before he actually gives it, that he has to be poor that whole time. Now, v'chulu, etc., actually, the part of our Gemara is actually not on this part of the Mishnah, but actually the words right after that, which says, regarding this dispensation, this leniency of hesek yad, that even if his father is dying and he's leaving over him 10,000 coins, or he has a ship at sea which has thousands and tens of thousands of money worth of merchandise, as the Mishnah says, ein lehekdesh b'klum, hekdesh doesn't have anything. If he's poor without that, then he's poor, he gets evaluated with hesek yad, he doesn't have to give the whole amount. On that, the Gemara asks, what? Of mace v'nich le'riba, when his father dies, leaves over him $10,000, usher who? What means wealthy? Why are you saying ain lehektish klom? Hektish doesn't get anything. Why not? That's his inherited money. Says the Gemara, Rebavo, he says, Eman, no, say meniach le'riboy. The father didn't die yet. He's going to leave over for him this amount of money when he dies, when he's deceased. So the Gemara says, well, pshita, obviously, if the father's still alive, so then the son doesn't have it, so of course Hektish is not going to get any of it. Says the Gemara, no, kishahaya of geisis. The situation that our Mishnah is talking about is when his father was in the throes of death, and at that moment was when the kohen was evaluating and say, okay, how much money do you have to pay for your erech vow? So now did him, and what would you say, Rav Geisen Lamisa, the majority of those in the throes of death die, therefore we would qualify it as if it's his money that he could afford it. Kamashma, that's what our Mishnah is teaching, that no, ultimately his father's not dead, doesn't have the money, and therefore he gets evaluated as a poor person, which he is without that inherited money. Similarly, the Gemara asked the same thing regarding the next case of the Mishnah. His ship is at sea. It's coming into to the shore with tens of thousands of money. Asherhu, so he's wealthy. Why is he saying, klum? So Rav Chizki says, Keshahai says, where his ship was muhkeres of miskeres biadacher. Muhkeres is a type of rental which goes according to percentage, and miskeres is a type of where it's a set amount of rent. But the point is that the merchandise is not his. He rented it out. Yeah, it's coming into shore with tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise, other people's. So, therefore, he's not a wealthy person. Hektish not getting anything. But the Gemara says, but v'ikeschiris. What do you mean? So, but he's charging for the rental of the ship, whether percentage or a set amount. That itself means to say that he has money, and therefore, Hektish should have some value from the ship. Says the Gemara, no, schiris ein mishtalemes el b'saif. Rental agreements are only paid up at the end. So now that it's rented out, he doesn't have any monetary value from that rental because it's only at the end, and therefore Hektish has nothing from that ship at sea. But the Gemara says, but typically Mishum Isvina, what do you mean? The ship itself has value. So that itself means to say that it has money that Hektish should be able to collect from. So the Gemara, Hamani, who is a talent of our Mishnah, it's Rebbe Lazahi. That's not like we learn in the Mishnah later on, Chafayim Abez, Rebbe Yazoyim, he says that regards to the laws of Erichin, let's say he's a farmer. So then nice and late simday, then we actually give him his peer of cattle, which is his whole livelihood, his whole profession is based on his cattle that could plow for him. And let's say the chamar, if he's a donkey driver, nice and late chamari, we give him his donkey, that's not taken for Hektish because he needs to be able to provide his livelihood with that. And therefore the ship here is the same thing, and therefore that's not something Hektish could collect from. And therefore, like we said, ein kan lehektish klum. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on one of the items mentioned in the previous Mishnah, in the Mishnah before that, regarding the opening Mishnah of our parak, regarding Hashan ben Nidr. We said regarding the evaluation of the years, which Erichin goes not according to market value, but rather the Torah sets a certain amount according to gender and age. So he said Hashan, the years goes ben Nidr, regarding whoever the subject of the Erichin vow. Kate said, how is that so? So the Mishnah says Yelet, which basically means to say a youth, someone that's between the ages of 20 and 60, which the Torah gives his erich value the highest, that of 50 shkalim, sheherich zaken, but if he's taking erich vow of an elderly person, so nice erich zaken, it gives the erich value of an elderly person, because it goes based on the subject of the erich vow. and the reverse. B'zaken sherech es a yelad. If an elderly person takes the erechim out of a younger person, b'zaken erech yelad, he gives the erechim out of that younger youth, of that younger person. Continues the Mishnah. Another item mentioned in the first Mishnah. Erechin b'nerech. We said that the erech vow goes based on the subject, meaning in regards to the, we don't go based on the one who's taking, but rather we go based on the subject. Kitza, what does that refer to? So ish erech isha. If a man takes the erech vow of a woman, so noisin erech isha. So then we go based on the gender of the subject, he gives the erech vow of the woman. And so to be isha sheherich ish, if a woman takes the erech vow of a man, noisin erech ish, she gives the erech value of a man. Moreover, the next halacha that our first Mishnah spoke about was for erech b'zman ha'erech, that the erech in obligation goes according to the moment that it was when he took the erech vow, ketzer household. So ha'erich pachis me'ben chamesh. The erech vow was when the subject was less than 5 years old. B'nasi yesa ben chamesh, but before he gets a chance to pay his erech vow, the child was already became 5 years old. Or pachis me'ben esim. The erech vow was when he was younger than 20. B'nasi yesa ben esim, then becomes older than 20. Nisim, b'zman ha'erech, he gives according to the time when he took the erech vow, not when he's coming to pay it, when the child's already older. And already moved into the next category. So the Gemara explains one of the halachas that we just described, that regarding it goes on the time of when he takes the erech vow. Where do we know this halacha? So talking about the Braisa. The Braisa refers to a halacha that ata hikshisa damam le'erchim. You already compare the laws, there's two types of vows that we generally speak about. That of monetary vows, known as nedarim, which we're calling here dam and monetary vows, which is the relative value of the monetary value of that thing. And then this erchim, which is goes according to ages and gender. Now, in the first paragraph of Dalam Aleph, Dalam Beis, the Gemara said, the pasuk says, nedda be'erkecha nefashas, a vow of your value of the souls. So the Gemara there says the word neder refers to a regular monetary vow. Be'erkecha refers to the laws of erchim. So you see the pasuk is equating these two halachas of erchim vows and monetary vows. So the Braisa refers to that halacha and says, so you compare the monetary vows to the erchim vows in regards to the following two halachas. First of all, margalis lekalim, which basically means to say that regards to a pearl, regards to a gem, we go based on the lesser. What does that mean? So the pasuk says in erchim, in regards to erchim vow, it says that you will give your erich b'yomahu on that day. What does it mean, that day? So the Gemara later on the Chadal Manalf explains that we don't wait and delay for the pearl when we're talking about things that are lesser. Meaning, if let's say a pauper evaluates himself, and it comes to the kohen to evaluate him. Now, meaning to see how much could he pay. We know his age and his gender, but how much could he afford? Now, he has a pearl that's worth 30 shlom. We don't say, wait, if you're going to wait until you come to the city where there's wealthy people over there, and then you could be, someone will buy it for 50 shlom. Oh, so therefore we're considering you like you have 50 shlom, and you have to give a full erchin value of your age and gender, which is 50 shlom. No, we don't say that. Rather, Hektish only has it in the location and in that time. And therefore, you give it as it is, which is right now it's worth 30. That's all he's considered affording, and he only has to pay 30. So that's a little bit erichin. So the pasuk that compares erichin to damim, we say the same thing applies to a monetary vow. If he says that the value of this pearl is incumbent upon me to give to Hektish. We don't evaluate according to how much it could be sold for a higher price in the cities. Rather, according to how much it would be sold right now in this place, which therefore his obligation to Hektish is just 30 shlom. An additional halacha is validim mechvaydis, to qualify something based on its importance in the body. So if someone takes an erech vow of something that his soul depends on, for example, let's say he says, the erech vow of my head is incumbent upon me to give to Hekdesh. So he has to give his whole value of his whole person, because if his head wasn't there, he wouldn't be alive. Because by erech in the pasuk says, be'erkecha nefashis, which we go based on the nefesh. If it's something that the person's soul depends on, contrast to a hand, the person can survive without a hand, but a head he can't, so then he has to give his whole value. Same thing we say, that we compare to nedarim, to regular damim, that the same thing is if he takes a monetary vow of his head, he has to give up his whole value. So yachal nakish erech and nedarim, so it says the Braisa, so you would think that, okay, so the hekish would go also the other way. You compare the erech and vows to the monetary vows, sheet and kishas nesina, that you should give it according to the time of when you're actually paying it. Because a monetary vow, it's obvious we go based on the time when you're giving it, and not the time when you took the neder, because by a monetary vow, how do we evaluate it? Not with age and gender. It goes based on how much a slave of that type would be sold in the marketplace. Now, if he says in Tishrei, says, oh, dama malai, my monetary value of the market value, I have to give to Hekdesh. And then 6 months later, Nisan comes to court to pay up his neder vow. Do we know how much he was worth at the time that he took the neder? We don't know. Right now when he's coming to court, when we evaluate the market value, is the time when he's coming to give it. So by monetary vow, it's obvious the time of the giving. So you would think the Hekdesh would say that Erechim would be the same thing that you would evaluate it based on the time when he's giving it. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches. Actually, this Pasuk is in a different context, but from the words that Gemara learns out, it says in Yikra, Ke'erkecha Yakum, that it stands according to your Erech vow, which is Einan Nisan, El Bezman Erech. You only give it according to the time of when you take the Erech vow, which it sounds like the Erech is the time of the Erech, where if a person evaluates himself when he's 60 and then he becomes over 60, he gives the larger amount of the Erech of someone who's between the age of 20 and 60, and not like the Erech and vow of an elderly person. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme regarding that the Erechin goes at the time, which we said will depend on what category he's in, how much money it's worth. So the Mishnah qualifies further and says, Yoim Shleishim, if someone takes an Erechin vow of a child, of an infant, and that child was day 30 since its birth, so that is Kilamate Hemeno. That's like the child is under 30 days, and hence he hasn't said anything. There's no Erechin vow here at all, because there's no Erech value for a child less than a month old, because like the Pasuk only starts the values of Erechin vows from a month and up. So the day 30 itself is like those less than 30, and therefore no Erech value at all. Similarly, Shnas Chamesh, a child that's 5 years old, the Shnas estimate that's 20 years old, because that's how the categories go. It starts from a month till 5, 5 till 20, 20 to 60, and each one of those ages enters a different bracket. But the 5-year-old himself and the 20-year-old himself is Kilamatim, it's like from the previous category. How do we know this? Shnema, because the Pasuk says it says, V'imi ben shishim shan v'mala, and if he's 60 years and older, which is the highest bracket regarding age. So it sounds like, when it says v'mala and higher, it sounds like, okay, when the 60 years have been completed, then he's considered like an elderly person, but the 60th year itself, he's considered still like a youth, which is between the ages of 20 and 60. So all the different brackets we learn out from the bracket of the 60-year-old, which is Mashna Shishim Kalamatim, and just like the 60-year-old is like from the previous bracket of Shnas Chamish, so to the 5-year-old. The Shnas Esim, the 20-year-old, is Kalamatim, and is like the previous bracket, like that which is younger than that. To which the Mishnah asks, Hain, is that really so? Wait, how can you say that comparison? If we're finding in the pasuk that we're saying that the 60-year-old himself was like the previous bracket, which is a stringency, because there's a greater value for the one that's less than 60 years old, which is 50 slum, than from the one who's older than 60, where then his erech value is only 15 slum. So by saying the 60-year-old is like the lower bracket, it's a stringency. Nasa Shnas Chamesh. So you're going to say that the same thing is for the 5-year-old. For Shnas Esim and the 20-year-old, Kilamatimena, that it's like the previous category, which is Lahakal. That's a leniency, because there's a greater, when there's an Erech vow of the one that's older than 20, is a greater Erech vow than that which is less than 20. And so too, by the 5, when you're over 5, it's more than it is than it's less than 5, like the Pesukim say explicitly. So how could you learn out from there? Maybe only there where it's a stringency is lower, but not like these, which is leniency. Tamalayman, that's why you're right. We need to have Shana Shana Ligzera Shava. We're not going to learn that from Imam Atzin. You can't just compare it, because there is a big difference. Rather, because it says the word Shana when it talks about the different age brackets, that's comparing the different contexts, which is Mashana Mur Bishna Shishim Kalamata, just like when it says the highest bracket, when it talks about the age of 60 and up. The 60th year itself, which has the word Shana, 60 is like that which is the younger age of Shana, Amur, Mishnas Chamish, Mishnas Esrim, Kilmatim, and the Sotu, when it says the word year by the 5-year-old, and by the 20-year-old, it's also like that which is younger than that, Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahakam, whether it's a leniency, whether it's a stringency, because that's enough from a Gezeirah Shabbat. Now, Rabbi Lazar, he says that actually the 5-year-old and the 20-year-old and the 60-year-old, which the Tanakhama was saying, is considered like the previous age bracket, is going to continue at Shiyu Yiseris Alashonim until it's more than that previous years by Chaydish V'yemechad. Has to be an additional month and a day from the next year, and only then will it move it to the next bracket. But it's not just even the 60-year-old or the 5-year-old, the 20-year-old, even when it's a month in, has to be a month and a day, and only then does it go into the next category of the age bracket. The Gemara explains that Mufna, the Gezeirah Shabbat that we have regarding Shana Shana, that's comparing the 60, which is like younger, and so to the 20 and 5 is like younger, it has to be that those words Shana are superfluous. Why? Because there's a difference in how laws of Gezeirah Shabbat regarding if the words are extra or not. Because the Eli Mufna, because the words are not extra, even if you would have a Gezeirah Shabbat comparing the two contexts, Ikla Mifrach Kedeprachinan, then you could still refute a Gezeirah Shabbat if there's a flaw in that comparison, like our Mishnah already pointed out, which said, wait a second, even if you're comparing, but still there is a stringency, and maybe they would apply like it's younger, but here as a leniency wouldn't. So rather says the Gemara, Shana Shana Yisari Ksivi, you're right, the word Shana is extra, it is superfluous, and therefore it's extra words, and therefore you could learn that the Gezeirah Shabbat, even though it's coming out to be leniency, because we could have said in the pasuk, "V'im miben chamishanim," if he's from 5 years old. So you're talking about years already. And then they could have said "ad ben estrim," and I would have known that when it says 20, it means years. Why does it have to say shana? So too by 60, why do I have to say shana? So the two terminologies by 60 and by 20 are superfluous to tell us to compare, and therefore we know that not just by 60 is like younger, but even like 20 and 5, it's considered like younger. Now the Gemara says the lame must need. Let's say our Mishnah, which requires a pasuk, as we just pointed out, that the 20-year-old is like less than that, that our Mishnah is deloike Rebbe. Why? Because the Rebbe, if our Mishnah would be like Rebbe, ha'amar ad v'ad b'chlal. He says, whenever you say up until, it includes that thing that you're saying up until. So since the pasuk says, mi ben chameshanim, from the 5-year-old, v'ad ben esim, until a 20-year-old, it's this amount. So I already know that the 20th year is like that from the previous category, because it's up until 20, and that includes the 20-year-old itself. Why would I need a pasuk? Obviously, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Because the Tanya learned the Braisa that says as follows. The Tanakhama says, the Pasuk in Shemais is talking about that whoever eats chametz is going to get karis. If he eats, and so too is an obligation of eating matzah, miyom harishon v'yom hashvi, from the first day of Pesach until the seventh day. Says the Tanakhama, now yachal rishon, you would think that the first day itself of Pesach, when it says miyom harishon, from the first day, that that's when there's a prohibition of chametz, that would mean from after the first day. But day one would not be included. So Jewin says up until the seventh day, Shvi, but Shvi Bechlal. But the seventh day would not be included in that prohibition. And as we continue to Amud Beis, says the Tanakhama, like it says in the halacha context, in the Pasuk of the Yikra, which talks about the halacha of Mitzayra of Tzaras. So the Pasuk is talking about that if the Nega of Tzaras spreads throughout his skin, and the Tzaras covers the whole skin of the nega, miroshei ve'ad raglav, from his head up until his feet, talking about the whole length of the person's body, which it's obvious to us, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, that although it says from his head to his feet, reishei v'loi reishei b'chlal, his head, but his head's not included in this halach of this pasuk. So to raglav, until his feet, but v'loi raglav b'chlal, but his feet are not included. So it's saying from his head to his feet, but the head and the feet are not included. So you would think here too, when it says from day one till day seven, but day one and day seven not included. Tamalema says the Tanakhama, that's why you need a pasuk that says in Shemais, Ad yom ha'echad ve'estrim l'chodesh be'erv, up until the 21st day in the month of Nisan in the evening, which you obviously see that day one is included because the beginning of the pasuk says be'erv toichul matzahs, in the evening of the first day of the 15th you eat matzahs. And you also know that the seventh day is included by the end of the pasuk because it says there also be'erv in the evening. So that is including day one and day seven. So that's how you know it includes all 7 days of Pesach. That's the Tanakhama. Rebbe Yami says, no, ain't it so? You don't need to come onto this other pasuk. Because Rishon Bechal, when it says from day one to day seven, day one is included. And Shvi V'Shvi Bechal, and up until day seven is included. So you see when it says in the Pasuk, up until day seven, Rebbe says that includes seven, because Ad V'Ad Bechal. So if you hold Ad V'Ad Bechal, so then we know that year 20 is like the previous age bracket, because it says from age 5 until 20. So then that our mission that requires a Pasuk, a Gzeir Shavit, to teach it, obviously is not like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, no, I feel the tame Rebbe. You could even say the Tanakh Mishnah is like Rebbe. Why? Because Shekulei Mishkel Kroy. Because the midrashic interpretations that one would make from our psukim, according to how the opinion of Rebbe would interpret it, it's equal way to expound and to darshan it that the age 20 would be like less than that, or that it would be like from the next bracket. Why? So the Gemara explains. Mechtik Sib. Let's see. The pasuk says as follows. It says Mi ben chaydish vad ben chamishanim. When a child is from at least a month old up until 5 years old, so then it says the Eruch value will be a certain amount of money. Now, we said that Ad V'Ad Bechlal, according to Rebbe. So it comes out that the 5-year-old is like from the previous bracket, from a month until 5 years old. Now, but then the question is, but then you have the pasuk that says, mi ben chamesh va'ad ben chaf, from a 5-year-old up until a 20-year-old, that is going to have a certain evaluation. Now, according to Rebbe, from 5 years old, from includes that from too, just like until includes that. So that means to say that, as we said, miyem rishon includes a rishon b'chlal, so that would mean to say that the 5-year-old be like the next category, like from the 5 till 20. That's why we're saying that if not for the gzeira shava, we wouldn't, even according to Rebbe, been able to qualify what would the 20-year-old be, like the previous or the next category. Because when the Gemara is saying, mi ben hey, then lomali, what do you need to say from the 5-year-old and on? What it should have said was that from a month up until 5 years old. And don't say from 5 until 20, just say, and then up until 20, the value will be this, and up until 60 will be this. Why does it say from 5? Well, 5, okay, now we're stuck, because it's saying from 5, but the previous category said up until 5. So either one should tell us lamata or lamala. So therefore it's really equivalent, it's equal, we wouldn't be able to decide either way. So therefore, even according to Rebbe, we need to have the Gzeira Shava to qualify and say that it's going to be like lamata manu, like the previous category. Now, in passing, Omamar, the Tanakhama of the previous Bryce had said, where he said you need to have a different pasuk because you don't really know what it means from day 1 till day 7 of Pesach, as we find that when we're talking about Mireisha Vad Raglav by the laws of Tzaras, that Reishai, the head, V'lay Reishai Bechlal, but that's not including the head. And when we say Umpatil Raglav, V'lay Raglav Bechlal, that's not including the feet. So therefore, we would have thought the same thing is regarding Pesach, therefore you need to have another pasuk. But ask our Gemara Menolim, where does the Tanakhama know that pasuk does not include the head and the feet? So it says, if you want, you could say, because Shani Simanim de Gufay, because the signs of Tzaras of the body on the skin is different than Simanim de Reishon, than the signs of Tzaras of the head. And therefore they're not joining together. Because the sign of a nega in the place of the hair is actually qualified with yellow, goldish hair. The nega in the place of the flesh of the skin is actually qualified by white hairs and by expansion. So therefore, those are two different types of tzaras, and therefore we knew, we're talking about this, the skin of covering the whole entire person's body, that's not going to include the head where there's hair. Or Ibaisim, if you want, you could say, because the pasuk that over there, Marisha Madraglov, said, L'chol mari ena kain, to all that's visible to the eye of the kain. Now, he cannot see the nega of the skin on the head, because it's covered by the hair, and neither could he see by the bottom of the foot, which is between the fingers, you can't see when you're just looking at the person, which you have to be able to see it in one glance. So therefore, obviously, that it's not including the head and the feet, and that's how we knew that you see a pasuk that says Mirishan Vad Raglav and doesn't include the head and the feet, and therefore we would have thought also Mirishan Vad Shvi, that it does include day 1 and day 7 of Pesach. Now we had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar, he says, that actually, not only are we saying that 20 and 5 are lamata emenu, and 60, it's actually Yuseris al-Lashonim Chedesh V'yemechad. It has to go into the next year, not just into the next year, but a month and a day. And only then is it in the next age bracket. So Tanya Linda Bryce that explains this, the source of this halacha, Rabbi Elazar, he says, Nemekan Lamala. Here it says, like, which we're learning out from the 60-year-old, which through Gzeira Shava, by the 60-year-old says 60 and above. Now, but Nemel Halan says over there when they were counting the Levim in the Midbar, says Chaydish Vamala, that they counted Levim that are from a month and higher. Now, Mala Halami Ben Chaydish Vimecha, just like over there, the Levim that were counted, were a month and a day, because it says Mi Ben Chaydish Vamala. Obviously means to say that it's not only a month, it already went into the next month, another day. So Avkan, Chedesh V'Mechad, here also it says the word Mala, it means not just over 60, but over 60 by a month and a day. Now says the Gemara, why? The Emek Yasim say just like over there. Mahasim, just like over there, when you said the word Mala by the Levim that are a month and Mala, that only added Chad Yom, only added one more day to whatever you were talking about. So Afkan here also, when we use the word Mala by the years, it should only add on Chad Yema one day into the 60th year, the year. Why are you saying a month and a day? Says the Gemara, no, Im King Gzeira Shava Mayahani. Then what would be the utility of the Gzeira Shava? Without the Gzeira Shava, I would obviously know that the Mala of 60 years and higher means to say at least one day into the 61st year. If we have a Gzeira Shava of a Mala, it's obviously saying, no, exactly like over there, which was a month and a day, here too, the 60 has to be over 60 years by a month and a day. Now, related discussion of this halacha of our Mishnah, Tanuban, we learn the Braisa. Shana ha'amur b'kadoshim. When it talks about a year in the laws of Kachim of Karbanis, like for example in Bamidbar Chav Ches, that says, Kavasim b'nei Shana, lambs in their first year. Or Shana Hamur Bebati Arichaima, the laws of years that apply to the cities of the houses in the walled city. If someone sells it, he has up until a year to redeem it. or shtei shanim shebestei achuza. The halacha of 2 years of an ancestral field, where if someone sells his stei achuza, he's not going to go ahead and redeem it up until the consumer had it at least for a period of 2 years. Because the pasuk says in Mikra Chafei, b'mispah shnei tavuos yimachlach. For the number of 2 years of produce it was sold to you, which the minimum of years is two. So therefore, you can't buy back before 2 years. And the sheish shanim shebe eved ivri, the halacha that a Jewish slave is sold for up to a period of 6 years, and the chen shebe ben shebe bas, also the halacha when it talks about years regarding the sons and daughters, which more later on is going to explain what this is referring to, all these years kulon mi ace li ace, they all go by 24-hour periods, which is we go from that day and that hour to the following year. In other words, we don't go based on the general world years to say that, oh, when it reaches Tishrei, it's already the next year. No, for all these halachas that we just described, the year starts this moment, and the same time next year, then it's a full year. So the Gemara explains, Shana Mur B'Kachim Nolam, where do we know that when it talks about a year regards to laws of Kachim, it's Me'es Li'es? So Amar V'Achabar Yaakov, because Amar Kra, the passage says, Keves Ben Shanosai, a lamb in its year. Shanasei Shalai, its year, v'lei shal min yadam, not according to the counting of the years of the world. Additionally, shana mur bebatei erechaim. How do we know that a year, you have to redeem it, that house within, of a walled city, within a year is, starts the moment that the sale happens? Because the chsiv, the pasuk says, atoim shnas mim karoi, until it completes the year of his sale, which is mim karoi shalai. His sale, v'lei shanil min yadam, but not the years of how the world works, which is, starts again in Tishrei. The 2 years of an ancestral field that you have to let the consumer hold on to that. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, according to the count of the years of the produce, it is sold to you. Now, since it says shnei, which are the years, and we said the minimum of years is two, so I know that we're talking about the years of produce. Why does it say in the pasuk tavuos? Rather, it's coming to teach us that all the produce that's found in that field in those 2 years, the consumer gets to eat, even if it's really 3 years worth of produce. Because it could be at times that a person could eat 3 years worth of produce in 2 years. How is that possible? And that's what the word tavuos is coming to tell us. And this is going to tell us that it's me'es li'es. For example, let's say the sale was in Nisan. Now, Nisan is after the whole year of growth, and it's a full grain that's filling up the field. And the redemption is only up until 2 years later in Nisan, and that same day. If let's say he bought it with the grain already there, so he had already a year worth of grain. 2 years later is when the guy could finally buy it back. Then again, the grain is ready to be reaped, and he reaps it. He got 3 years worth because he came in with one, and then he has 2 years, and he then reaps it. He gets 3 years. Now, Rashi points out, actually, that when the redeemer, the seller, when he wants to go ahead and redeem it, he'll actually calculate the years from the day that he sold it up until the Yovel, as the halacha always goes. For example, let's say it was 10 years up until the Yovel, and he sold it for 10 mana, so it comes that the sale of every single year was worth a mana, because the Yovel is going to end up coming back. So therefore, when he redeems it now, so he's going to give 8 mana for the 8 years that are remaining. So it comes out that this guy who ate 3 years worth of produce in 2 years, if you would go based on the count of the years of the world, so it would come out the following Tishrei would be the next year, and then the guy would already be able to redeem it, so then he would only eat 2 years worth of produce. From the fact that he could eat 3 years worth, obviously means to say, because Nisan goes to the next 2 years of Nisan, and it doesn't say, oh, when you get 6 months later Tishrei, it's ready the next year, then he would only get 2 years worth of produce. Obviously, if the pasuk is telling us to get 3 years, it's going according to the calculations of their years, not of the world's years. Sheshebe Ebed Ivri, how do we know that the 6 years of the slave goes from the day that he sold on until 6 years later? Is because the chsiv, because the pasuk says in Shmais, says sheishanim yavid, for 6 years he works uveshvius, and the 7th year the pasuk says he goes out for free. But you could also read the pasuk sheishanim yavid uveshvius, which is zimnin the beshvius nami yavid. It comes out that sometimes even in the 7th year he works. How so? If you go according to his years, it'll go into the 7th year because Tishrei starts next year. But in his years it's still 6 years, so it will be. But in the years of the world will be 7 years. Then the Braisa said, v'shebe ben, v'shebe bas, and also regarding the laws of the son and the daughter, kula me'es le'es, all those halachas we said go according to 24-hour periods, it goes according to when it was done, not according to the years of the world. Says Gemara, ma'ehilsa, what halacha are we saying the years of me'es le'es of the son and the daughter? So Amrav Gidl Marav, he says, la'arachin, for the halachas of our parak, of our Mishnah, which is that we don't go when we say that the child is 5 or 20 or 60 based on the years of the world. Rather, we go on their own years. when we don't go that the year then starts over when it's Tishrei. When the person's born, a year later is the next year. And therefore that has halachic relevancy, like we said, regarding the laws of Erechim. Rav Yosef Ami says, regarding the sons and the daughters, it means lepirkin de yetzidefin. It means regarding perik yetzidefin, mesechdes nida, and that's memhema base, where it talks about the years of, let's say, a boy who is 12 years old. So although he's a year before his bat mitzvah, but we check to see if he knows what a vow is, and then he's obligated and has a mufla samach leish. When he's 13, then automatically his vows are obligated. Similarly, in regards to a girl, when she's 11, her vows are checked. 12, it's automatically a vow. And so too, there's many different halachas regarding the sons and daughters that mentioned over there that it's referring to the years. That's what the Brisa is saying over here, that all those go years according to Meis Leis from the moment that they're born, not by the world years. So, Amli Abayel Rav Yosef, Abayel asked Rav Yosef, who he said that Ben Abbas means regarding that paragate to Deif in the Masech Tesnida. He says, Mi Palgiso, are you and Rav disagreeing regarding if you say that, let's say, by Erechen it won't go Meis Leis? So, Amli Lai. So, Rav Yosef said, no. Anami Chada, I just said one context. And Rav said a different context, but we both agreed to each other's halachas. Says the Gemara, and Hachinam Mestab, it's logical to say like Rav Yosef answered. Because the Isagadatak Pligi, if you would think that Rav Yosef and Rav disagree, so then Mando Mala Erechen, according to Rav's interpretation, that was saying that the laws of Ben Abbas of the years Gome Eis Le Eis refers to the laws of Erechen, that means Lo Yama Lo Yetzidayfin, that he didn't say that it'll be Me Eis Le Eis by the laws of that Perik and Yetzidayfin. But how can you say that? But Va'ama Rav, Rav, who over here is saying it's regarding Erechin, he says over there in Perik, in Mesechdes Nida over there in Perik Yetzidayfin, that he says, Hilchasa Bakula Perik, all the halachas of this Perik of Yetzidayfin are Me'esh Le'esh. They do go for 24 hour periods. So obviously it's because he doesn't disagree. So then the Gemara asks, but then according to Rav that he said that Ben Abbas refers to the laws of Erechin, that the years go according to his years, not the world's years, my time alayim alayim is different. He himself, as we just pointed out, agrees to the halacha. Why doesn't he say, since he holds his meis leis, that it's referring to that halacha, to that perek of Yetzir Deifin? So that the Gemara says that because Rav would tell you that even so, here in this Bryce, it's not referring to those halachas. Why? Because Dumi Dahanach, it's similar to those other halachas that I mentioned there in that Braisa, regarding the years of Kachim, regarding the years of Eved Ivri, where those are Mahanach Tachsibi, just like all those halachas, they're written explicitly in the Torah of Hanach Tachsibi. Also these, when we're talking about Ben Abbas, refers to those which are written in the Torah. Whereas those years that I mentioned in Perek Yetzir Deifin, those are all rabbinic expositions. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah, and therefore it's not referring to that. So although he agrees to the halacha, but it's not referring to that. But Vidach, but Rav Yosef, he would tell you that no. If you would entertain to say that Ben Abbas, like Rav, that's referring to halachas that are written explicitly in the Torah, then Hai Sheb Ben Sheb Abbas, then why does the Bryce use the terminology that the same halachas apply to the sons and daughters? As we continue to tell with your testament Aleph, Sheb Zachav Sheb Nekeva Mibayle. The terminology should have been male and female, like the terminology of the Pasuk that it says, Be'erichin Im Zachar Im Nekeva. And it doesn't say Ben Abbas, but the terminology in Perek Yetzir Deifin all talk about sons and daughters. And therefore, Rav Yosef says, referring to Perek Yetzir Deifin. Now, the Perek concludes with a halacha on the topic of Erechim, which regards to the age brackets that we were talking about. Umayishna, why is it different by the laws of Erechim of a nekeva of a female? Dechi mizikna, when she gets older, meaning over the age of 60, kaima tilsa, she has a third of her value of when she was younger, when she was in her youth, because the value of a young woman between the ages of 20 and 60 is 30 shkalim. When she's over 60, she becomes a senior, so now it's 10 shkalim. So it's a third of her previous value. But a maishna zacha, why is it different by a male? When he gets over 60, deloy kaya tilsa, then it's not even a value of a third of what it used to be, because when he was between 20 and 60, then he had the value of 50 shkal. Now that he's a senior, he has a value of 15, which is not even a third. Why is it that a male depreciates so much? So Mechizki says, because Amri Inshi, people say, Saba Bebesa, an old man in the house, is Pacha Bebesa, is this brokenness in the house, because it's just a yoke, it's just a load. Or another gear says, Pachasa, that it's like a terminology of nakedness, of nothing, it has no value. Basavta Bevesa, the old woman in the house, is Sima Bevesa, is a treasure in the house, because she could put in effort and she could prepare, she could do all types of work in her old age, and therefore that's why she only depreciates by a third, but an old man depreciates even more. Hadnullah Chesed Yah, which I'll return to you, the fourth parak of Mesechtes Erechim, parak Chesed Yah, which spoke about primarily that halacha of the laws of Erechim, and specifically regarding that of when a poor person can't afford what his Erechim value for, what the vow is for, that then he gets evaluated according to how much he could afford at that time.